Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got spirit. How about you?
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Grant, what did you drink last night after that win? Don't lie to me. What did you drink?
Not much of anything.
You didn't have
a I don't have any good stories for that. Yeah, I mean, we're not celebrating early June victories.
All right, you snapped a seven-game win streak. Come on. That's it. We thought you would have
had anything.
We would have had a shot or something going, thank you, baseball gods. Well, what did we do differently last night? We hit. Chris Sale was great. But like, this felt good. We got late run support, Grant.
I mean, it's the hitting, and that's what it's going to come down to, and that's what's been the differentiating factor between the Braves club that we watched go on a seven-game losing streak, lose five straight games by one run, have all the one-run losses they've piled up this year, and the difference between being a club that can survive in those scenarios and thrive in them and one that is just kind of drowning, for lack of a better word, in one-run losses. That's the difference between being able to score and add on. And the Braves did that last night. They showed the power. That was definitely great to see, but also just continuing to add to that lead. That's something we haven't seen enough of from the Braves this year.
Yeah, scoring in the eighth and the ninth, Grant, the Eli White home run, that was big. The at-bats, I mean, do you think is there anything different in the approach to you?
I think there's some, and I talked to Austin Riley about this, and I think I mentioned, and it was part of my show on From the Diamond this past Sunday, and you can check that out in the podcast archive or on the Odyssey app. But yeah, not missing the fastball and getting after these pitchers early in counts, where it seems like there have been two things I've noted. And it's number one, taking a lot of quality strikes early in at bats and then kind of being on your heels or having to work the count from a more disadvantageous, if that's a word, position. And, you know, Austin said, I don't really know that there's any hitters counts these days. And I think that's probably true because guys throw harder than ever. The spin's better than ever. I mean, I think it's a much more difficult ride, but you don't want to let perhaps the best pitch you're going to get go. And I felt like that was what one of the great tendencies of the 2023 club was. They went up there and really attacked. And you don't want to get over aggressive. That can happen at times too. But I feel like they got caught between two different mindsets. The one of, okay, we were going to try to work up the starting pitcher's pitch count. So we got to take some pitches and have a plan and be patient. And I just don't think that was working. And then the other idea is, well, let's be aggressive. And then sometimes it felt like when they hit the aggressive switch, it's the first pitch bouncer to second, the inning's over, they hit into a double play. So to answer your question, I do think that they are really analyzing what their approach is, how they're being pitched, and what the best way is to counteract that. And I think that not missing the fastball early, to quote Austin Riley, would be a great way to do some damage and to get yourself back on track.
Grant, what really impressed me, because I didn't know what to expect, was Raisel Iglesias' appearance last night.
Yep.
When he came in, and look, I was a little leery. Don't judge me. But, you know, 1-2-3. And then you get to Dylan Lee, and all of a sudden he gets, you know, 1-2-3. And you had six straight outs. I felt like that was one of those moments that we needed to see with Raisel Iglesias. Do you agree?
I agree. And I think that we're kind of seeing that they want to ease back the throttle on him a little bit and allow him to just regain the confidence to have some outings like this. Because, look, I think Raisel Iglesias is going to close games again for the Atlanta Braves, and that should not be a shocking statement. But the fact that they need to give him some time to reset and to clear the headspace, that I think is the best thing that they could be doing. And they are apparently going to do it. I just kind of wondered, especially once you lost Deisbel Hernandez, whatever the Craig Kimbrel hiccup was or wasn't, you know, was kind of maybe misleading. But you just wondered, what is the state of this bullpen if your closer's not closing? And I think we've seen, and I know Pierce Johnson went through it this weekend with a couple of tough losses against the Giants, but he has been arguably their best reliever this year. You're going to need him to throw in leverage spots too. But if you've got a few guys that can share the load, and maybe Iglesias is in that little rotation for some saves, especially if you're talking about three-run lead, maybe that's how you start to just kind of rebuild this thing. Just get some good momentum going, which is a thing that the Braves have been chasing in a number of different ways this year, and see if that doesn't do the trick for somebody who I went and looked inside the numbers. The strikeout rate's basically the same. The walk rate is basically the same. He hasn't lost a lot in his stuff. It just wasn't the same quality. And obviously hitters had a pretty good idea when Raisel was going to throw that slider, and now he's not throwing the slider anymore.
Best baseball man in town, Grant McCauley, is with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We were talking earlier today with Tony Gwynn Jr., and he brought up a great point, Grant, that, you know, and you brought this up too, that, you know, you never really see Alex throwing in the towel. And, you know, years ago when they were under 500 late in the season, obviously 21 was sublime. And, you know, the year they were 10 games back in the Mets, you know, they made some moves, they got it back. So do you think they'd have to be a lot worse than this for Alex to not be trying to improve this baseball team in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I agree. And this is what we were talking about last week. I mean, what would it take to get the Braves in the position where they're selling pieces? It would have to be what amounts to a Chernobyl-level nuclear meltdown of the club. I mean, you talk about multiple seven-game losing streaks. We've already seen that this season. Losing, what, 14 out of 17? You continue to do that kind of thing, then I kind of wonder if he's not forced into rethinking his MO. But if this club is able to turn some things around and start winning some series, which, by the way, they've lost six consecutive series, they need to get back to winning those, then you can kind of start to feel like, all right, they're making a run, they're back at 500. What is striking distance in the wild card look like? What does the division look like? Yes, you can ask that, but right now, I don't think you need to worry about what the division looks like as much as you need to worry about, as I just said, winning games and winning series. But if they are able to do that and get themselves amazingly, miraculously back to 500 or beyond again, I don't see any way around Alex going out and trying to find the pieces that are missing to make this club better. I'm just curious to see what that looks like, because I think we knew there were some pieces that were missing over the course of the winter. Those deals didn't get done. Can he get it done on the trade market? Because the club could certainly use some reinforcements, but I think the bottom line that we've talked about time and time again is your talented hitters in your lineup have got to show that they are, in fact, those talented hitters and productive.
So you're saying if we're not 500, then you don't think that happens?
I don't think that he goes out and gets some help.
Yes.
No, I think he still could. It just depends on how close you are. I'm not saying 500 is like just the cutoff for it, but if you're 9 games, 10 games under, that's a different discussion. Maybe you start to rethink things then. But if you're, you know, and I don't know exactly what the record would look like at that point, but, you know, you're, say, 47 and 48 or, you know, 50 and 51 or whatever it is when you get to July 31st, that is still within the realm of what I would call possibility and why you would want to consider adding just based on the tone and the tenor of the club at that time. A lot can happen in the next 7 weeks. We know that, and we're going to watch it, you know, one way or the other. So we'll see. But I just don't see this as a club that ever has gone into a season and especially at this point struggled this way, nor do I think that they're a team that goes in thinking, all right, we'll get to a certain point where we're just going to start selling off pieces. I think this would be more about, if they went that route, retooling and trying to add things that would be useful to them next year and beyond.
I'm sorry, real quick, just Grant Holmes. Pleasant surprise at what he's been able to do. I mean, we talk about Schwellenbach. What about Grant Holmes?
100%. And I feel like he has been just kind of this very quiet, steadying factor in this rotation, kind of a bit of an X factor, if you will, because you didn't know for sure what it was going to look like. But he's shown that he can, for the most part, go out there and pitch you into the sixth inning or beyond and keep the game manageable. And for somebody that you're looking as a back end of the rotation starter, I think you'll take that. He's got a nice amount of swing and miss, which means that he should be able to replicate that start to start. It's not just a smoke and mirrors routine. So I think he surprised some people, but based on what he showed us last year, he certainly earned the opportunity, and I'm sure that the Braves are happy to be getting what they are from him every fifth day.
It is our man Grant McCauley talking about the Bravos, and you know how I feel about Sean Murphy. Not a fan. Drake Baldwin is cooling off right now. He is 3 for his last 20. Was this to be expected?
Yes. This is exactly what I talked about when he was, 23 for 46 or whatever it was, just absolutely on fire. These things are cyclical. They come in waves. The league adjusts. You adjust back. The one thing I will say about Baldwin is I don't think he's out of his element in any way, shape, or form. His approach is still good. Drew a walk last night, hit a deep fly ball. I mean, he's still driving the ball. But you go back and look, and I want to say it's over the last probably couple of weeks, probably extends beyond just the 3 for 20. If you go back to that three-hit game that he had, I want to say 3 weeks or more ago, he was hitting about around 150 since then. So it just kind of is what it is. Inside a season, when you do that after you were as hot as he is, you don't notice it as much. You notice the 1 for 18 to start his career because there were no other stats to, you know, nullify that or back it off. But I certainly wouldn't panic about Drake Baldwin, but I think we needed to understand that, look, this is something that is going to cycle just like it does for everybody else. The league will get a good book on him and start to pitch him differently. And now what's he going to do with that information? Because he knew it was coming.
Real quick, Grant, I know this might be a funky question to ask. Kevin Seitzer did a great job. Obviously, 23 was one for the ages. Mm-hmm. Tim Hyers has an amazing resume. Local guy, by the way, from Atlanta area and won World Series. How different is Hyers' approach, as far as you can tell, from Seitzer's? And in moments like now, dealing with Drake Baldwin while he's scuffling.
Yeah, I think with Tim Hyers, he's a very big planning guy and is trying to help them make the best choices they can make based on who they're going to be facing and to help them get all the necessary info, not overloaded in info, so that they can make that plan of attack for a pitch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sure, for a bullpen, for the different matchups that you're going to see. I felt like Kevin Seitzer did a pretty good job of that as well. And, you know, Seitz did talk about this when he left and was let go last winter that, I couldn't get these guys out of their head. And I think that Tim Hyers has probably dealt with some of that as well.
Great stuff, Grant. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Let's see what the Braves do tonight with Grant Holmes on the hill. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.